Pen Pals, Chapter 7, An Uneasy Revelation. Kelly, in her 20s, blonde and blue-eyed, sits in the prison nursery, holding her newborn daughter close, feeling a strange weight she can't quite explain. She thinks about Josh, her pen pal, perhaps a long-distance type of boyfriend, who appeared in her life after she was imprisoned and only physically visited her after she became pregnant. She is so perfect, but there's something I can't shake. She feels like more than just a baby. And Josh, I wish you were here to see her. There's a gentle knock on the door, and Father McCaffrey enters quietly. May I? McCaffrey holds the child, gazing at her thoughtfully. She's very beautiful, Kelly, but there's something about her, isn't there? I don't know how to explain it, Father. You're right, she feels old, like she's been here before. Well, maybe she has. Some lives transcend time. The baby stirs softly. Despite visiting with Kelly for the first time after the pregnancy, DNA tests confirmed Josh is the father. Even more remarkable was that a third form of DNA, what doctors called creator DNA, was also discovered. The priest says, "Have you made peace with God for what brought you here?" And Kelly says, "Father, I'd rather focus on the baby."